from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a retired Hamilton High School teacher who admitted to having sex with a female student over 20 years ago will not serve jail time, according to the Mercer County Prosecutor's Office. Instead, 77-year-old Joseph DiPuglio of Ewing entered a pretrial intervention program as part of a plea deal. If he successfully completes the program, it could mean his case will eventually be expunged. The physics teacher at Steinert High School, who retired in 2008, said he had sex with the student between 1998 and 2000. The victim reported the allegations to police in 2022. A confidential source tells New Jersey officials that building a gun at home is about as easy as putting together a piece of furniture from IKEA. Joshua King with the State Commission of Investigation says so-called ghost guns are made without any identifiers like a serial number.
In 2019, ghost guns were only 2% of the recovered weapons in the state. In less than 4 years, ghost guns have become about a tenth of the total gun recoveries in New Jersey.
The SCI says this emerging threat is allowing bad actors to outgun the police in many communities. New Jersey news made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell. With the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more, visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. Rutgers police are looking for a man who entered the 7-Eleven on Cooper Street in Camden and robbed the store using a pair of scissors Monday night. They say the man came into the store near the Camden campus around 7 p.m., showed the scissors to the cashier, took a display case filled with electronics, and then fled on foot. No arrests have been made, and police say there were no injuries. Officials are celebrating the new Terminal A at Newark Liberty Airport. Here's Lisa G with more.
The terminal was recently awarded a 5-star rating from Skytrax, an aviation industry ratings firm, and authorities say a high rating like that is similar to getting an Academy Award. The rating was based on a detailed audit of the terminal's facilities, operations, and customer service. In its first year, the terminal served some 15 million passengers. Completed last year, Terminal A now joins LaGuardia Airport's Terminal B as the only two airport terminals in North America awarded the highest rating by Skytrax.
Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will there be any hiccups in our bright and sunny week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our next storm system arrives in less than 24 hours from now. Until then, though, our weather looks great. We've got sunny skies, a fresh breeze, and seasonable temperatures today. Highs warming into the lower to mid 60s this afternoon. Clouds will start to fill in this evening as lows dip into the upper 40s. And we could see a shower just before daybreak. I think everybody in New Jersey gets a little bit wet tomorrow morning with a quick round of rain showers, then turning partly sunny. It'll be a little bit windy tomorrow, but still mild with highs in the mid-60s. We flip back to sunshine on Thursday, but we are cooling down, highs in the mid-50s. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
In the Sketch Plains, 60. Belmar, 56. Mays Landing, 62. Fast traffic, instant weather, every 15 minutes on New Jersey, 101.5.
Weather brought to you by B&B Siding and Roofing. Considering a makeover for your home's exterior? When it comes to superior customer communication and quality work, trust B&B Siding and Roofing. With over 30 years of experience, they've transformed over 5,000 homes in New Jersey. Go to bbsiding.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.